Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Here they come.
And, wow, we have a microphone malfunction. Look at this. There we go. Hey, my name's Aiden Saint. This is Queer FM Arts Extra, and we are brought to you by the Fall Tattooing. We have Samantha Mack in the studio. She's playing with her headphones, too. It's amazing working at a radio station. The different sizes and heights of everyone, it's like, reset. Hey, how you doing? There is so much great stuff going on, and we've got it for you here on Queer FM Arts Extra. And one of the things that's kind of a tragedy, and I did want to mention it because if you're in the gay and lesbian community at all, this may ring a bell for you. It might not. It really depends. But if you've heard of Fire Island, Fire Island is in New York State. It's been a place that gay men have gone for years and years and years. There was a fire out of control last night. It destroyed a number of the clubs that have been in existence forever. It required 20 fire departments to fight the fire. 20.
That's no good.
Anyway, it looks like the pavilion and the La Fontaine were destroyed entirely, and we'll get more information on that. But it's right up there with Stonewall. It's one of those places that has been around forever, and it looks like major sections of it have burnt completely to the ground. So our hearts go out to those folks in New York State. My goodness. On a lighter note, we have...
It's good to know there's that many firemen available at once, though.
20 fire departments.
Hello.
Wow. So on a lighter note, we have Samantha. Samantha Mack is here. She's got her pink laptop. I wanted to mention it on the air. And that is, she has... Sam is not only our resident girly girl, but she's also our resident tough guy, and she has her laptop decorated what are those affirmations of or kind of cool things cut out?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a ransom note. It's cutouts from magazines, mm-hmm. Oxygen Magazine, which is a magazine I read religiously. And after my fitness competition this weekend, I decided to, I do this to my workout books. I cover my workout books in these clippings that I really like. They say fun things like, this one here says, for the first time, I felt like someone believed in me and it gave me the strength to believe in myself. So instead of putting that on my workout book and reading that every time I'm on the treadmill, I threw it on my laptop because, unfortunately I'm on my laptop more than I am on the treadmill. So that's what I did. I covered my laptop case. Although you can still see the pretty picture that's on my laptop of the bow and arrows shooting into hearts and killing them as the little hearts try to run away with their little feet. I find that amusing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and
it's pink.
It's pink. Everything is pink. It's very, very pink. We played this tune on Queer FM this week. We're going to play it again, as well as we should be hearing from either hearing live from Barb Snellgrove, or we're going to read her her list of must-do things. We're also giving away a pair of tickets to Guilty Pleasures.
Nice.
Guilty Pleasures is at 560 on Saturday. It has Prince Poppycock.
And Ryan Steele.
Let's
not forget.
And a whole bunch of really great drag performers here in the city. It's going to be a real bash. Queer FM's going to be there.
Oh, Sienna Blaze is performing. Love you.
Hey, we miss you. Oh, and there is Barb Snellgrove. Yes. Oh, we have a full house. Well, we are going to come back and get the girls on, and there you have it. This is Mariachi El Bronx. They played on, I think it was on Saturday Night Live. I could be wrong, but they're fantastic, and you got to hear them, and so you're gonna right now. This is Queer FM Arts Extra.
Every year in this country, 300 kids take their own lives. It is a mind-boggling number. And this past week, one of those kids was Jamie Hubley. He was 15, he was depressed, and he happened to be gay. And because this is 2011, we just don't read about a kid like Jamie, we can Google him. And then the next thing you know, you're sitting at home watching his videos on YouTube. And he was gay, all right. He was a great big goofy gay kid singing Lady Gaga on the internet. And as an adult, you look at that and you go, you know what? That kid's going places. But for some reason, some kids, they looked at that and they attacked. And now he's gone. And because this story is all too familiar, we know exactly what's going to happen next. Grief counselors will go into the school as they should. But what about the old-fashioned assembly? You know, where the cops show up and there's hell to pay. And they find out who's responsible. You know, like when the lunchroom is vandalized. Because the kids who bullied this boy, they know who they are. And more importantly, other kids know who they are. It's no longer good enough for us to tell kids who are different that it's going to get better. We have to make it better now. That's every single one of us, every teacher, every student, every adult has to step up to the plate. And that's gay adults too, because I know gay cops, soldiers, athletes, cabinet ministers, a lot of us do. But the problem is, adults, we don't need role models. Kids do. So if you're gay and you're in public life, I'm sorry, you don't have to run around with a pride flag and bore the hell out of everyone, but you can't be invisible, not anymore. 300 kids is 300 too many.
Queer FM Arts. Whoa. Hey, they're making a reprieve. I love it. Queer FM Arts Extra. This is Aiden Saint. I have the fantastic Barb Snellgrove in the house.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hola.
And we were thinking about having, I don't know if mimosas would work, but definitely, you know, a tequila sunrise or a screwdriver.
Well, the mimosas, they're my special Port of Ayrton mimosas.
Oh.
So they involve copious quantities of orange liqueur, blender, ice, fresh OJ, and even more champagne.
You know, we're having
Kim Kuzma lost an entire day to those.
Oh, my God. Well, it's funny. The silly season is upon us.
Yes, it is.
My husband Justin and I sat down and looked at our calendar of all the really cool stuff going on in the city, all the things that we get involved with, and we realized something really tragic. His birthday, my birthday, and our wedding anniversary are all within 2 weeks of each other, right in December.
Yes, there's an invite coming up. I've noticed that now. Is he from Hawaii? Was it you that was telling me that?
No. I actually lived in Hawaii.
Well, happy early birthday.
Oh,
awesome.
Spam.
Because you know, if you go to Hawaii, you got to come back with spam.
Spam, bacon spam.
It's bacon spam, no less.
I've never seen bacon spam.
There is also hickory flavor now. Oh. Low sodium. There's all sorts of spams, but that's for you.
Spam, spam.
Don't
spam,
say I never spam. Spammed you.
Oh, well, I've been spammed by Barb Snellgrove. I feel all funky now.
That might be the tin might be open.
I'll make sure I put that in my bag so I'll smell like bacon. All the dogs will be chasing me. So
it wouldn't be the first time.
It would not be the first time. So we are going to give away tickets to Guilty Pleasures. And since you have been slated for row one since day one, can you tell us a bit about Guilty Pleasures?
Well, Guilty Pleasures, Michel Nadeau, who's a great guy, and he's been producing events for a very long time and sure knows his business, is putting on a concert fundraiser November 19th, and it's 7 p.m. onwards at 560 Nightclub, of course. It's a new, brand new fundraiser. He's going to do this biannually, and it's produced by him, benefiting four local HIV/AIDS organizations, A Loving Spoonful, Youth Co., McLaren House, and Positive Living BC. Mm-hmm. So all money's going to a great, great cause, and it will feature the star of NBC's number one America's Got Talent, Prince Poppycock.
Wow.
Yes, international recording artist Eric Solomon and a lineup of local guest performers. So check out their website for all of the performers. We'll also have a link to the Facebook invite page. Tickets are available at pre-app, www.mnevents.ca. And, of course, at each of the beneficiaries' offices of Youth Co. and Loving Spoonful, etc. But it's going to be an incredible, incredible event. One of the events of the season, as we like to say.
Well, it's going to be really great because I get to dress up. We all get to dress up.
I love your dress up. That you do, sir.
We had Michel in on Sunday, and he was fantastic. It was really amazing, though. He has this fantastic French accent. yes, French Canadian. And it was like, oh, yeah. And me with just my occasional Southern drawl. So you were out and about. You went to Hawaii?
Yes, I did. I went to Oahu.
So tell us about Hawaii.
I saw the whole island pretty much from start to finish. We had a skookum deal on a rental car. Thank you very much. To my fine friend Andrew Bastarash, because it ended up costing us about $20. So we had that for the whole time. We had Smoke and Tunes convertible, and we did every day. We took a different section. We went right up the middle. We hit every single beach. So I have well and truly seen all of that Oahu has to offer, and it is an amazing, amazing place.
It really is a great place to check out. Did you get a chance to go to Maui or just Oahu?
No, just Oahu. Okay. And we did it and Hula's Proud.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, well, welcome back. You look somewhat well-rested. I don't know, because you come back into town and immediately it's like 15 things.
Oh, yes. It's our
first time on the radio, isn't it, Barb?
Yeah.
It's Little Sister's Bookstore. That's awfully early.
Yay. So tell us, you did send us a list of events, which we dutifully read on the air. Samantha Mack stood in for you.
Thank you, Sammy Mack.
I used my Barb Snellgrove voice.
Actually, it was the Barb Snellgrove coughing voice, because she was a little under the weather.
Peggy Phlegm.
Yes. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, we've got a mixed van bag. We've got all sorts of things. And just to start it off, of course, we want to let you know that the van bag is brought to you by the fine folks at Villaggio Estates, White Rock's newest adult living environment. There's a little joke for Renee and the kids out at Voltage Village. Just so that we don't freak them out saying, we have a new sponsor? Really? There's an East Side Culture Crawl at Octopus Studios and other venues, of course. Times, etc., are all various between November 18th and 20th. It's the 15th annual East Side Culture Crawl, and that's, of course, a free 3-day visual arts phenomenon. There's more than 10,000 people visiting artists in their studios. Happening between Main and Victoria Drive, north of First Ave, so lots going on there. So go down and check some of the incredible artists that we have in the city. The 18th Annual Art for Life Fine Art Action, of course, is happening November 26th at the Rocky Mountaineer Station. Showcase a collection of 90 artists, valued close to $200,000, donated by Vancouver's top artists and galleries. So 100% of the art sales will benefit the Vancouver Friends for Life Society. And there'll be performances by Public Dreams and Drag Queens. And, of course, a finale performance by Biff Naked.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty impressive show. Tonight at Celebs, 6 years of Tuesday at Celebrities. Remember the $3 highballs? And now they have, of course, the lineups that go down half the block. That's happening tonight. Of course, tonight also, the final Rhinestone Stiletto Show at Junction. Not the final one. It's the last one done. It's the step down of the 31st reign of Mr. and Ms. Gay Vancouver before they hand over the reins. And, of course, all the proceeds go to the Vancouver Food Bank and out in schools. So, Babette, thank you very much for your year. And 8:30, the doors open. Come down and spend your money around for some good charity. Mm-hmm. Yes, we also have Sweet Friday at Canvas Lounge happening at 10 p.m. with DJ Miss M. That's, of course, the fine girls at Fly Girl. $6 at the door until 10:30 p.m., and then it's $12 after that. They're going to do 80s and 90s themes, so dust off your MC Hammer pants. And, of course, don't forget, if you have them. I don't.
I got rid of mine so long ago.
Smart move. And, you know, the best thing you could have done was not admit to ever having owned them at all.
Oh, no. See, I can get away with that because, you know, a little flamboyant in some of my dress. But it's funny. If you can imagine me in bright blue parachute pants.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Can't
Those
see
were
as
the
I,
days.
Can't see as I have. Saturday the 19th, get your vote on. Do not forget to go out and vote, everyone. There is, of course, advanced polls that you can go and vote ahead of.
Yes.
But make sure your voice is heard. And then, of course, Monday, November 20th is the Transgender Day of Remembrance. And it starts at 5:30, and the march begins at the Carnegie Community Center. And that's at 401 Main. And then it ends at SFU Harbor Center downtown. So make sure you come out and support our transgender friends.
Well, fantastic. We are going to get into the next a little bit because you mentioned Biff Naked, and because we've had Biff Naked on the show, we are going to play King of Karma from Biff Naked, and you should get out and check out that show. It's really, really worth it. So we'll be right back here on Queer FM Arts Extra with way more stuff. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Was MGMT here on Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint, and they're trying to come back. Oh, I get it. You know what's happened? Oh, some nitwit actually hit the replay button on this thing. Nice.
Who would do that? I know, right?
I should have normalized my board. That's my fault. So,
normalize the board.
I know.
Normalize the board.
Well, we have, we're going to get to a song by Prince Poppycock here in a minute. Prince Poppycock is headlining at
Guilty Pleasures.
Yes.
November 19th at 560.
And you've got to check it out because it's a fundraiser for, A Loving Spoonful and
him. Let's see. We got Friends for Life. Oh, we're missing one. McLaren Housing. I think it was McLaren Housing.
Yes. And you can get tickets.
Youth Co. My apologies. It's a Loving Spoonful, Youth Co., McLaren Housing, and Positive Living.
You can get tickets at those places. And what they've done, Michelle is doing a rollout of tickets at escalating prices as we get closer.
20, 30, 40, I think.
And
it runs
50.
Out, something like, and 50. Well worth it, though. But
oh, yes.
Having said that.
So get out there, get those tickets. They were 40% sold as of Sunday. So it's probably going to sell out.
And 20%, absolutely. And 20% of the ticket sales do go to the beneficiaries.
Yes.
That's right off the bat. So.
And if you buy them from, like, say you go down to a Loving Spoonful and you buy the ticket there, they get to keep the extra, the service fee or the percent, an extra percentage, mm-hmm. they get to keep that.
It's all good. It's going to be a great time. Fabulous entertainment happening at the event, and a great time, great cause. Your money's going to good stuff.
So, speaking of a great cause, we had Little Sisters had contacted you at 9:30 in the morning, and you talked about another great fundraiser, a great event that happens yearly, and it's on its 22nd year.
22nd annual Diorama. It's like the Christmas fundraiser of the year. All sorts of wild and wacky things go on. An amazing, amazing group of people. You get such a wide variety of people that come down to it every year. And everyone is all there just solely to have a good time. You can see it in their faces. And, of course, the butt-effing ugly dress contest or dress auction, which Samantha Mack has to now come down and see what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So we are at the top of the hour. It's 10 a.m. And so we are going to play a song. It's a cover, a Queen cover, Bohemian Rhapsody by Prince Poppycock. So if you're out there in Radio Land and you're listening, when you hear this song, give us a call and... you can get some free tickets to Guilty Pleasures at 560. So we're going to play that right in just a second. I'm always
caller number nine. Caller number nine.
I'm always reluctant to give the telephone number immediately because then what ends up happening is before I'm done, they're ringing. So
it's up on the screen right now. Now there's people out there who are not awake yet are going to try and figure that one out.
Indeed. All right, so this is Bohemian Rhapsody by Prince Poppycock, and give us a call at 604-822-2487.
That's 604-822-2487.
You want it a third time?
Sure.
604-822-2487.
And that's 822-2487.
Right you are, Samantha, Aiden.
And we can... So I'm going to play this right now, and just call us and get some tickets. All right.
God, King of the Universe, and I've taken time out of my relatively busy schedule to deliver an important message to any LGBT youth out there who may feel bullied, harassed, depressed, or rejected. The message is simple. It getteth better. I know many of thy so-called holy men say that homosexuality is a sin against me. Well, I, the creator of all that was, is, and ever shall be, am here to tell thee that those whack peeps be naught but straight-up haters. In fact, I'll let thee in on a little secret. the first couple really was Adam and Steve. I know the Bible saith Adam and Eve, but honestly, the Bible saith a lot of things. Look, I created the Garden of Eden. Dost thou really think I would entrust such a high-pressure landscaping job to straight people? Use thy hands. Can we get the boom mic out of the shot? Thank thee. Incompetence. I created mankind in my image, and I do not make mistakes. So it's not that 10% of thee came out defective, it's that I'm 10% gay. 15% whenever I see Ryan Reynolds. Rawr. I love all human beings equally, and punish them equally. Gay, straight, bisexual, transgendered, thou art all equally smitable in my eyes. Oh, is this when I wave the, okay. This rainbow takes me back to Noah. He swabbed both sides of the ark, if thou knowest what I mean. Now, life on Earth in general, that shall not get better. In fact, if anything, it's going to get worse. It may get worse before it gets better, or it may just get worse and stay worse. TBD. Oh, come on, can we please? I mean, verily, that just totally draws focus. Well, I have a 4 o'clock supernova. Thanks for letting me chew thy ear off. Believe me, for me, it was a nice change of pace. And let me say, amen. Or rather, ah, gay men. And lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and that whole acronym thingy. Are we done?
To you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Sometimes you just gotta turn it up to 11, right? Let 2011 be the year we turn it up to 11 and raise $35,000 during the annual CITR Fund Drive. Fund Drive goes down November 17th through 24th, and mark your calendars because the Fund Drive finale party will be happening at the Biltmore on November 25th. See you there.
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
And that's a little blast from the past. We are having our big fun drive, our big, huge thing here at CITR once a year. We ask you to donate for your favorite programs, and Queer FM and Queer FM Arts Extra, Queer FM Community, are no exception. So we will be on next Sunday and next Tuesday, and people will be on the phones to collect. If you want to pledge online, you want to pledge over the phone, please do. We keep the doors open. So there you have it. My name's Aiden Saint. I have
keep my windows open too.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, I have Barb Snellgrove.
I'm just keeping my mouth shut on this one. It's just too easy
I
to
also
say
keep
something.
My mouth
bacon
open.
Spam.
Bacon spam, yeah. Our safe words.
Bacon spam. So there was an article about arts in the arts and entertainment world about Brent Ratner and the the whole thing with the Oscars. So what happened with all that? I saw and read, and it was just this flurry of entertainment. Brent Ratner had said something, and then Eddie Murphy was no longer hosting, and then who is it now? Is it back to
Back to Billy Crystal again?
Billy Crystal, yeah.
Who's got an amazing track record? So
well, yeah. He's hosted the Oscars more than anyone, I think.
I don't know. Bob Hope, I think, would be number one, and maybe Johnny Carson up there. But I know Bob Hope for sure. But I think Billy Crystal's either done 7 or 9. I'm not sure which.
Wow.
So for those of you that don't know, here's what happened. The actress Jane Lynch officially said she feels bad for the director who said rehearsal was for fags. Lynch was speaking to E! Online at a gay charity event and said that she wasn't offended and she's okay. She added, I think humor is such a personal thing. You can put a microphone on somebody's face, they're going to say something that offends somebody. That's what happens. Ratner backed out of producing next year's 84th annual Oscar ceremony after making the gay slur at a press conference to promote a film. He apologized, saying, I've got a well-deserved earful from many of the people I admire most in the industry, expressing their outrage and disappointment over the hurtful and stupid things I said in a number of recent media appearances. The award-winning openly gay actress plays the role of cheerleading coach Sue Sylvester on the show Glee. Earlier this year, Lynch said she did not think Hollywood was homophobic, but that gay actors will never land leading straight roles. She said at the time, I think because since most of the world is straight, and maybe we'll get to a place when this will happen, most of the world is straight, and we want the audience to project their hopes and dreams for love and romance onto those actors.
It's true. When you're sitting there in a dark theater, and you're looking up and pretending that you could be in the arms of whoever it is, you don't want to think of them taking it up the proverbial.
No, it's just true. Just true.
Although I really...
I suppose. I don't know. I sometimes that's kind of cool, actually, but... What do I know?
Especially in a darkened theater.
Yeah, exactly.
But growing up as a kid, I was in love with Doogie Howser. I always wanted
him
to get
a girl.
Yes, but
you didn't know he was gay or straight.
I don't think I knew what gay was then. I was really religious.
But I think Brett Ratner, you know, he's apologized profusely. He has many friends in the LGBTQ community. And, of course, Los Angeles is, you know, swimming in in the land of Oz with our so inclined folk. But, you know, even GLAAD has come out publicly and accepted his apology. And usually GLAAD, you know, takes everything and really vets anything before they accept it or not, and they get what, you know, he just said something outside of his mouth and he didn't think before he spoke, and he's been raked over the coals by the media ever since.
Well, and looking back on it, you know, in the little bit of reading I did on this one, he does have a track record of open mouth, insert foot.
Yeah.
But he's not, as you said, he's got a lot of support in the community and supports everyone, you know, pretty equally. So I'm not... I just kind of gave him a pass.
You know, it is what it is. And you know, who are we to cast stones? I mean, I don't think there's anyone in the world who hasn't said something that they regret later. And unfortunately for them, they just happen to have media ready to skewer them at a moment's notice.
Well, there is a Kardashian update.
Oh, dear God. It's too early for that.
It's actually a good one. It's actually a good one.
Black hole of Calcutta.
It does not actually involve Kim Kardashian herself. It seems that her publicist, a former publicist, actually came out, a publicist she had for about 3 years, came out this weekend.
Ooh, the new book.
And basically said that a lot of these things are really staged.
All of them are.
They were literally sitting around the kitchen table saying, what could we do? Her mother saying, what could we do to get you more press?
Sure. Reggie Bush, the infamous engagement ring situation at the jewelry store.
Indeed.
Yes. And that happens all the time. You see, a lot of stars will phone the paparazzi and let them know they're going to the corner grocery store, and then of course show up at, you know, the local Ralph's of Santa Monica dressed to the teeth,
or dressed down, you know, so they can get some talk.
But the paparazzi are constantly tipped off, and then of course they, you know, they walk up and they feign indifference and, oh my God, what are you doing here? When in fact they called him Lindsay Lohan. Prime example.
I don't know.
I do that all the time, but they never show up. I'm getting really disappointed with Vancouver's paparazzi.
You know, they're smoking a lot of pot, and you know.
Oh, I've been calling the potarazzi.
And the other thing that you have to consider is that, you know, this is Vancouver. It could be worse. You could live on Maui, island time. I worked in Maui, and you'd have appointments. Island time is 45 minutes. To 2+ hours late.
So a huge ish.
Yeah.
It's very ishy. Huge.
It's like, no, I'm sorry, drag queens. The folks on Maui, they have you beat. There's gay standard time, which is what, 10, 15 minutes?
Ish. 20 minutes late? An ish is about 15 minutes, we've established.
That's gay standard time. Drag standard time is about 45 minutes to about an hour and a half late.
And airing then, on an hour and a half. An hour-ish.
Ish. And then Island Time is whenever you
whenever
show up.
Whenever you show up, yeah.
I
yeah.
love Island Time.
It's awesome. Well, it's awesome unless you're actually trying to do a scheduled day. Then it's like, one of my clients showed up 2 hours late for physical therapy, and she turns out the matriarchal system on the island is amazing. And so, yeah, she knew everybody. And it's like I went from being the Howley from the mainland to being, oh, he's the nice boy.
Once you've got your A-plus from the Queen.
Oh, yes.
So same with Stevie Wonder was always notorious, or still is, I guess, the way to do it, but was always notoriously late for everything because he doesn't have any concept of time. And the same can be said. We made a film called The Snow Walker up in Nunavut. Mm-hmm. And because it's 9 a.m., so it's bright out, and it's 9 p.m., it's dark out. They had absolutely no concept of time. Trying to do casting calls with the locals was just, you waited for hours, and they'd show up. You know, they're all out playing soccer at 2 in the morning because it's a daylight.
Yes.
So
we are going to do a little bit of radio business, and then we're going to play a little bit of Destinique.
Bobby and Christina, num num num.
Yes.
They kissed me, they kissed me, they kissed they me, did and more, I saw their bumps.
They did more than that. So you'll have to, we'll talk
I'm,
about that.
Yeah, and I'm not saying a word we'll either.
I saw naked bum, I saw naked bum.
And on that note, we'll be right back.
Wake and awake. Sadly, that is almost all I know of my own language, because Indian residential schools impacted generations of both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people. Now, our generation welcomes you to witness Ignite the Light on Friday, November 18th, a multimedia collaboration of film, poetry, and music on our collective history of Indian residential schools and social justice. Friday, November 18th at the W2 Media Arts Center, 111 West Hastings. Childminding will be available. Please email your RSVP to ignitethelight2011@gmail.com. Louis Riel said, "My people will sleep for 100 years, but when they awake, it will be the artists who give them their spirits back." Join us to ignite the light.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We'll be right back. facing off before we begin.
It's Queer FM Arts Extra. We are almost at the end of the show. Now, there's the end of the show is going to be our next show is, let's see if I can do this right. Melanie is coming in with Sup, World.
What's up?
Sup.
Sup.
Hey, that's just what it says on the sheet. She's really great. She has a lot of local artists in. You should tune in. Stay tuned in. We're going to close the show with Kate Reed. Kate Reed has an ongoing launch of her Doing It for the Chicks, her tour that she's running around Canada, the United States. You can check that out at www.katereed.net. And Barb Snellgrove has a few last things that you must go see.
Just a couple. We didn't want to bore you with it all at once. We wanted to splice you up. Friends of Dorothy film series, November 17th, 6:30 p.m. at the Rio Theater. Some Like It Hot at 7 p.m. Hedwig and the Angry Inch at 9:30. $10 for both. $8 if you go in costume. So that's November 17th. Friends of Dorothy. Don't forget, we'll also have it posted up on the Queer FM page. Building Bridges, November 20th at Celebrities. Doors at 8 p.m. Hosted by Simone Says. Silent auction, 50-50. Door prizes. They're raising money to bring supplies to the Philippines. So that's another a good charitable cause. Worthy one.
And we did not have a successful no one called in. Well, no one called in and stayed online long enough. So we are going to
How did no one call in?
We'll announce it via Facebook. We'll put it that way. Don't forget, anyone, if you have events, please make sure you let me know on Barb Snellgrove on my Facebook page, and we'll do our best to make sure that your events are covered.
We're updating our website. That is queerfmvancouver.com. We'll have some more pics and cool links for Barb Snellgrove, for Samantha Mack, for, well, I might leave mine off. I don't know. But
throw it in there, Aiden.
But we will definitely, you can go there, queerfmvancouver.com. You can get all the latest cool stuff. And that's just the way it is.
So. And, yeah, keep your eyes and ears peeled for the Facebook Caption This contest where you'll be able to get some tickets for Guilty Pleasures.
So that's it. We're done. We're going to step aside and play a little Kate Reed and get on with our day. We hope you have a fantastic day. And we have bacon spam.
Dun-da-da.
Yay.
Enjoy the sunshine, jazz. Everybody.
This is Kate Reed just doing it for the chicks.
You're some kind of worried out there about what I'm doing up here, and I assure you my reasoning is completely shallow about how and why I'm here to entertain you. I'm merely on a divine plan to convert you all to the dark side of the bedroom. So why don't you come and pray at my church for a change? Then I'll pray on you, cause that's what my people do, and I'm just doing this for the chicks. I'm just singing, hoping I'll make it with you, baby. All I need is my God-given ability to serenade. Now I'm on a full-blown recruiting crusade. I've got me a pocket rhyming dictionary. I got me a couple of killer hot licks, yeah. But the music's all just extracurricular. I'm just doing it for the chicks. You're the kind of gal who likes to fool around. Then I'm the kind of gal you wanna be bedding down. If you're bisexual, better yet, a curious hetero, oh, then baby, I'm your man. If you've got a voyeur for a boyfriend, even better. Or if you just feel like doing a little experimenting, why don't you take the plunge and jump the fence with me? And I'll take you for a wild ride on the other side. I'm just doing this for the chicks. I'm just singing, hoping I'll make it with you, baby. All I need is my God-given ability to serenade. Just doing it for the chicks. Ooh, 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 I'm just doing it for the chicks. You're the kind of guy who likes to fret and frown about his place in the world. Then I guess that I'm your worst nightmare, and I'm coming true, cause I'm here to steal your little lady out from under you. And I can see you're concerned with all this coming out, and I'm the other woman your mother forgot to warn you about. And you believe
it. How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In November's issue of Discorder, read up on the features, including interviews with Catherine Calder, Siskiyou, and the fabulous Vacant State. This month's Venues column tackles Vancouver's queer hip-hop scene. And you can't miss that cover story on Blackout Beach. So look out for the deep red hue of November 2011's edition of Discorder.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Sup world, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Melanie Coles. I'm going to be your host for the next hour. And I'm going to start off my show with the latest 7-inch from Bad Fate.